Guys, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Brandon Mason. Thanks for tuning in. It's your first time watching. You got to watch us live here and on social media, but I'm going to dial in right now what you got to hear in the trending news and what's going on with these quarterbacks. The loyalty in sports is out of control. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're a coach, I mean, it doesn't really matter. These players that come in, back in the day, used to be shut up and play. You're going to be here for a while. That's why you had these big-time quarterbacks, these big-time running backs. I can name a list of them, and they played for a long time on the same team. Now you have quarterbacks that come in and they go. Players that come and they go, and you have coaches. They come and they go too. I want to break down these two specific quarterbacks and the differences between both of them. And we got Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to break down why this is important. These two players, Aaron Rodgers, has been a beast for the Packers. He's been a beast for the Packers. He's not winning Super Bowls. He's not out there winning Super Bowls every year, but he's a beast for the Packers, and they're loyal to him. And then you got Baker Mayfield, who now is with the Panthers. He was with the Browns, right? And now he's with the Panthers. Because the thing is, you have a player that, he wasn't a bad player out of college. He was good. That's why he got drafted. He ends up on a team, a little bit of, you know, finagling here and there, a couple of problems here and there, and guess what? The fans want him to go. Even though I think he tried to rekindle that relationship, the coaches wanted him to go, the organization wanted him to go, and then they weren't sure because they couldn't trade him. And I want to talk about something that's so important to this. It's so important because the difference of these two players is loyalty. Aaron Rodgers is loved by a lot of people. He's not winning Super Bowls every year. Like I said, I happen to like Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a beast on the field, but he's not winning Super Bowls every year. He's not. So if I look at these two players, the major difference is this. One is a veteran. One's been there for a while. One is doing things a little bit different because he's a little bit more seniority, a little bit older, and the experience is different. But both of these players are making money on and off the field. And I'm going to break this down for a second so you guys can understand something. In the NFL or in any sport, you have a contract, and then you have endorsements. And these two players are making more money probably off the field, which is why they constantly do commercials. They constantly do commercials. And the problem you have is they have to focus on those commercials. They have to focus on those endorsements. And that's why every time you turn on the damn computer or the television, you see Aaron Rodgers in a commercial. You see Baker Mayfield in a commercial. It's nonstop. And so they focus a lot of attention on that. And I'm not saying that that's why they're not winning Super Bowls. I'm not saying that's why Baker Mayfield now is on the Panthers. I'm not trying to say that's why he's not winning. I'm not trying to put it like that. But what I am trying to tell you is there's reasons why you have experienced players on a team that stay longer than others. A lot of these guys are not doing commercials. These guys are staying focused on football. On and off the field sometimes could be a distraction. And so Baker Mayfield was a young, talented player who now is on the Panthers because he had some issues with there. And I know Odell Beckham coming in and Landry and a lot of other players rotating around because the loyalty is not there. So if you have a bad season or you have a bad couple games, immediately the coaches, the fan base, teammates, the camaraderie changes. And then you have players, they're on all different types of, you know, social media, and we got to trade this guy, and there's trade rumors, and even when it's not even really a trade rumor, it's people just kind of buzzing a little bit, and then you got a guy who goes, hey, let's get rid of this guy. The fans don't want him. The people don't want him, and you're paying a lot of money. Paying a lot of money. And then, as you know, they brought in Deshaun Watson on the Browns, and you saw how that turned out. So I'm just breaking this down for you to understand the loyalty in sports in general is different. Head coaches are coming in 1 or 2 years. The Dolphins are one of these teams who they have a great opportunity. They have good players coming in. They have good coaches coming in. The problem is the minute they start 1-2 or 0-2 or 2-4, the rebuilding of that team has to be immediate. If you want a coach to come in here and this new coach that's here now, you need to make sure you win because that fan base is loyal to you if you're winning now. If you start off 0-2, that crowd starts to come down a little bit and the loyalty changes. If you walk into Chicago Bears Stadium, if you walk into the Packers Stadium, if you walk into the Cowboys Stadium, the Eagles Stadium, and I can go on, it's a little different than in Miami. There's great fans. I'm not saying they're not there, but the camaraderie changes when the teams are not winning in sports. The loyalty's different. Everybody knows it, and that's a big problem today, and I think a lot of people need to hear this. The loyalty in sports, the difference when you're being backed by your teammates and backed by the fan base and backed by the coaches, whether you have a good year or a bad year, the people support you and the loyalty is there. And I think good players that have a roller coaster ride on good and bad seasons can bounce back and do well. And the minute they get under that, you know, in the hot seat and the loyalty changes, it's adios amiga. These guys are gone. Whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, it doesn't really matter. And there's a problem at that point.